What's up, you guys? It's May. Welcome back to our podcast. So for today's podcast episode, we're going to be talking about everything from Plumeria to photography to our new website relaunch. So grab your peppermint mocha frappuccinos and let's get started. Okay, so the first thing that I want to talk about, so some of our platforms have been glitching. I have no clue why. But all of our platforms, minus Podpage and Podomatic, only show that we have 2 podcast episodes uploaded. This is number 7. So we actually have a lot more than 2. So if you want to see all of those podcast episodes, you can go to Podpage and Podomatic. I'll put both of those links in the description so that you can find all of our episodes. But recently, our newer episodes have been popping up on other platforms like Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Apple, all that jazz. So you should be able to see our new episodes. But if you want to see previous episodes, then Podpage and Podomatic have all of our episodes. We don't know why that's happening, but we're working on fixing it. I also wanted to talk about our website relaunch. So October 27th, which is a couple weeks ago, we relaunched our website. And we've been wanting to do that for a while, just update it, because there's so much new information and like updates to our project that we wanted to add to our website, but we just haven't been able to find the right time. So we did, we updated every single page on our website. So whether it was like adding a couple sentences about our project or adding videos to our website, like it's gotten so much better. I'm so happy with how our new website looks. It's still the exact same link, hawaiianflowersandconservation.godaddysites.com. I'll put that link in the description box as well. We also added a new page to our website, the Hawaiian Flower Presets page. That is something we've been wanting to do for a while. So for a long time now, Isabel and I have been wanting to add presets to our website. So if you don't know what presets are, they're basically just filters that you can put over photos and it'll enhance your photo or make it look better. And we've been wanting to release our own because our whole project is about the conservation of Hawaiian flowers. We've been working on this project for over a year, so it's definitely been a longer process than we thought, but we're so happy with how everything's working out. And we've always wanted to, our message has always been, don't pick the flowers, but just tell other people about them. And it's really hard in the moment to be like, I'm not gonna pick the flower. So releasing presets, we feel, is such a great way to say, instead of picking these flowers, take photos, because now there's an incentive for you to take the photos, is because you know that you have presets that you can just put on top of them and they'll look so much better. So we have 5 different presets. We have a hibiscus preset, plumeria, a beach preset, wine foliage, and red ginger. We chose those because we feel like those are the most common flowers. And then it's Hawaii. You're gonna go to beaches a lot. Even if you don't live in Hawaii, like there's lakes and there's landscapes. And so these filters can really go on everything. If you wanna download all of the presets, you can go to our website, and the link will be in the description box down below for you to download them. But we could not be more excited. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I was in class virtually, of course, and I just mentioned my podcast, and my teacher was like, you should really talk about some of the flowers more individually. And then I was like, we've done that on some of our other podcasts. And that's when I realized it says we only have 2 episodes uploaded. And so I was like, that's a little sketchy. So we're going to be adding a new segment to all of our podcasts called Focused Flowers, and it's basically going to be diving deeper into one specific flower every episode. So today's Focused Flower is plumeria, and I have a whole list of things that are fun facts about plumeria, how they grow, all about plumeria. So that's what this next segment is going to be about. Plumeria grow on small trees that can grow to about 30 feet tall. They have leaves on them that are 8 to 12 inches long and 2 to 4 inches wide. There are 5 petals on the flower, and they bloom from early spring to fall, and they come in different colors like white, red, yellow, pink, and even multicolored. They love full sun or light shade because they need the sun to grow just like any other plant, and well-drained or slightly acidic soil is the soil that they like the best. Another really cool thing about plumeria is that you can propagate them. So propagation is when you take part of the flower, so the branch, and you replant it and it grows a new one. So normally we do not want you guys to pick the flowers, but if you're going to be propagating the flower, by all means, please, please, please do that, because that's going to increase like how widely across the island they're found. So Well, all that you have to do to propagate a flower, I'm not 100% sure on how to propagate a flower, but I know that my mom has done it, and she cut off a branch of a plumeria tree and let them dry out for about a week, and then she ordered some root hormone, and I'm pretty sure she put that in the soil and then just replanted it. And then I think within 3 weeks, we had plumeria sprouting from branches that we cut off. So it's actually a really cool technique, and I don't know many plants that can propagate, but plumeria is one of the more commonly ones that can, and people don't talk about that enough. They don't say, like, oh, don't pick the Hawaiian flowers and propagate them. They're just like, oh, pick them. And I feel like people aren't really expressing the cool effects of propagation because it can increase how widely they're found. It can increase the population of the flower, and so everybody can enjoy it more, and I feel like we should propagate flowers more if we can. I just went on a rant, but that's okay. I also wanted to say that wilting happens very easily if they're not in water. So if you see a plumeria on the ground, by all means, if it already fell from the tree, you can take it. But if it's wilted, then it's probably been on there for longer than an hour. And if it's on the ground and it's not wilted, then it probably just fell. So I would take that and put it in water so that it can continue to grow and you can enjoy its beauty for a little bit longer. Also, if you put a plumeria behind your ear, if you put it behind your left ear, it means that you're married or you're unavailable. And if you put it behind your right ear, it means you're single or you're looking for somebody. And kind of a funny story, but not really. So we have a bunch of plumeria trees around our house. And plumeria branches, they grow down and then up. So they will, like, grow up a little bit like normal branches, and then they'll curve down and then back up. So our landscaping guys didn't know that, and my mom is obsessed with this one plumeria tree outside our house. At the beginning of quarantine, is like starting to sprout, and so that was one thing that she looked forward to every morning, was looking at her plumeria tree and seeing if there were any new buds. And a couple about a month ago, the landscaping guys chopped down the branches on her tree, and when we were like, why did you do that, they go, oh, because the branches were going down. And we had to explain to them that that's how the branches grow, is they grow slightly downward and then up. So not really a funny story, but just a fun fact that the branches grow down and then back up, and then they sprout, bloom, then they bloom, and you can see their flowers. And next week's focus flower is a Puakenikeni, and Puakenikeni is 10 cent flower, so that's what it means in Hawaiian. Puakenikeni is Hawaiian for 10 cent flower, and we're going to be talking about all that next week. And I am so excited that we've added this segment. So shout out to my teacher who recommended that we should do this, because we're going to be doing this in all of our podcasts from now on. Okay, we have come to the end of this podcast episode. But before we end, I wanted to tell you guys that our podcast recently got accepted to Amazon's podcast. So if you ask any of your Alexa devices, Alexa, play the Teenage Girl Scouts podcast, she will pop up our latest episode. And then after that episode is all done, she'll play our other episodes. And we are so, so, so excited for our podcast to be available to people in their homes, and all they have to do is tell their Alexa devices, which is so much easier than having to go on your phone and type in our name on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So it's so much easier to just tell your Alexa, and I'm so, so, so excited. Make sure that you subscribe to our podcast so you get notifications every time that we upload a new podcast, and if you want to, you can give us a review. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, and make sure to tune into our next podcast to learn about 10 cent flowers. Nobody else.